it's not your job to move through the time. That's like the doing, the intention setting work, the go-getter action-oriented stuff, which is good. Like, do that also. And experiment with letting time pass through you. And you're just this open force, this magnet for all the things to come to and through you in time. Hey, hey, high vibing it, folks. We love you so much. Welcome back to another high vibing it episode where we are here to help you live your best lives. Who's we, you ask? Well, you have the fabulous Lindsay Robinson, my best friend and co-host, who is a hypnotherapist extraordinaire. And my name's Kelsey Aida. I'm a best-selling author and alignment coach. So here we are to help you live your best life. And today's topic is our favorite, manifestation. Why is manifestation our favorite? Because life is short and we're creators of our reality, and it's really fun to use your creative abilities to the best of your ability and manifest all the experiences, the feelings, the goods, the things, the money, the love, the health, whatever it is that you
want. You want to know why it's my favorite?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you. It's my favorite because, guys, we're manifesting anyway, all day, every day. Like, this is the fabric of life. This is what your life's made of, is just all your manifestations. So it's my favorite because we're already doing it. So why not make it fun and make it something that reflects you and your truest, highest vibrational self? So that's what we're here to do today.
Yeah. And I think it's important for us to a certain degree, to get what we want out of life. Because if you can't figure out how, you're going to be really miserable. And I'm just not about that misery life. So here we are, talking about manifestation. And today we really want to talk about some manifesting methods that really nobody's talking about. A lot of teachers, including us, will put a lot of emphasis on intention setting work and troubleshooting. Well, actually not a lot put emphasis on troubleshooting, but we do a lot on the show. Talking about releasing your resistance, all that stuff. But today we really wanted to talk about two kind of so obvious that they're not obvious ways that you need to be incorporating or can incorporate, don't need to do anything we say, can incorporate into your manifestation creative practices. And those two things are, well, I don't want to give them both away. So let's just start with the first one and we'll tease the second one. The first one is all about expanding your capacity to receive. And rather than focusing so much on intention setting work, focusing more on becoming a good receiver, opening up your receivership, for lack of a better word.
So here's the image that's not stopped screaming in my head since we had Dr. Hendricks on the show, and he did kind of open this door of like, let's increase our capacity to receive instead of all this work around doing, doing, doing. Because as much as manifesting is about energy, how many practices involve work, whether it be mindset work or inner work or shadow work? Like, it all feels like work. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be doing those things, but what if instead of being in the do, you are in the receiving, in the getting? And that's kind of what we wanted to talk about. But here's the image that it just comes to mind. It's like you are, so you're just overlooking at a ray of sunshine from the clouds coming down, and you're like, oh, I want that sunshine. And to me, that kind of represents like being in alignment, right? So you're running to get into that sunshine, but by the time you get there, it's moved. And then, so you're running to find it again, and then it's moved. And so instead of running to it in whatever way, maybe we should just practice letting it come to us, because it will, if you can get into that receiving. So I'm interested and excited to get into how to get into the receiving and how to expand your capacity to receive, because I feel like everybody listening, including me a little bit, is like, wait a minute, hold on. So I've been doing all this stuff and getting myself to be the best version of myself, and now you're telling me I just have to sit around and wait, which is not what we're saying, but we're going to dive into it. So Kelsey, let's talk about like what it really means to be in the mode of receiving.
Yeah. Well, also, as you were giving your metaphor, a really fun metaphor was coming to me. And I just got a Ninja Creami for my wedding registry. So it makes
Is that
ice
like a
cream.
puree thing? Oh,
It
a
makes ice
creamy.
cream. So you like freeze stuff and then it has this little blade and it turns it into like ice cream. So ice cream's really been like a theme. And this ice cream analogy came to me, and it's like the way that you savor a good ice cream. Most people don't make their own ice cream, right? You go to the store, you place your order, you pay for it, and then you wait a minute for them to fill the cup, and then they give it to you. And then when you get the ice cream, everybody's just like, like the way that you take it in really slow, and you're just like, oh, I've been thinking about this all day, or like the last hour, however long, like that juicy, pleasurable experience is kind of what I want you to do with everything throughout your day that it's possible to do that with. So no matter if it is something that you're consuming, whether it's a food, whether it's a show, whether it's a song, or something that you're doing with your body, like one way that you can really get into receiver mode is to like take in the pleasure of it and let it like open your senses and open your body.
So that is mindfulness, being in the moment and actually extracting every bit of value that you can from every single moment, the lights, the shadows, the lights, the darks, and all of those things, which we can do with anything, literally anything.
Exactly. It's being mindful. And in doing that in a really focused way, you're like expanding time, right? Like there is no time when you're just like, in that moment. It's just the moment. And that's how we collapse time when manifesting. Like timeline is not you moving through time, right? Time moves through you. You're just here. Time is this thing we made up, but like in a way it is passing because things are growing, air is moving. Like there is some sense of time in order for the world to like work how it does. So it's not your job to move through the time. That's like the doing, the intention setting work, the go-getter action-oriented stuff, which is good. Like do that also and experiment with letting time pass through you. And you're just this open force, this magnet for all the things to come to and through you in time. Are you following
So I
me? Or am
guess
I sounding like a crazy person?
you are, but it's my kind of crazy. And I know that everybody's vibing. It definitely makes sense. And it feels like the difference between, like, I think we've all been in this situation where you have like a doctor's appointment or something at like 4 p.m. And for me, if I wake up at 7 a.m. and I know I have a doctor's appointment at 4, I'm going to be like waiting to go to my doctor's appointment all day. So I think it's the difference between that versus like, well, how can I let time move through me? How can I command this better? I know I have this thing to do, but what can I do in the meantime? And most of the time, you're going to find things that bring you joy in that space. And what happens when you bring yourself joy? Like, we all know this answer by now, hopefully. It's like when you find more things to feel joyful about, more things come into your life to be joyful about. When you can find those moments of being in the moment, that's gratitude, that's appreciation. And what happens when we appreciate it, when we find those moments of gratitude? It's just the puzzle comes together no matter how you talk about it, and no matter what pieces you're using, the puzzle will come together. It's just find more things to feel joyful about and spend more time in those moments of joy.
Well, and here's why doing that works, because why you want things is because the feeling you think it's going to give you. If you can cultivate that feeling now in this moment, feel it in your body without any conditions, just allow yourself to feel how you're really yearning to feel through that desire, then who fucking needs the desire? And also, it's going to come because you're finally a vibrational match to it. So that's why people are always saying, embody your feelings, feel the feelings that you want to feel from the desire. Like, yes, because that is you ultimately going for exactly and directly what you truly, really deeply want. Like, why are you stopping yourself from feeling those ways and putting all these conditions in place? I have to lose 10 pounds. I have to be with my husband. I have to have $1 million. I have to this. I have to that. Like, why? Why do we do this to ourselves, Lindsay? Why
And
do we do this?
we have to really watch ourselves. We all do this, but when the thing that you feel is going to bring you joy, happiness, fulfillment, satisfaction, when that thing involves any sort of work or energy outside of what you want to do, I think we got to really pay attention to why we're doing it, because the journey to the thing isn't supposed to be like freaking Herculean Odyssey journey. It's supposed to be practicing the feeling until you get to the feeling. It really is. It's so simple. It's ridiculous, but that's really what it is. Every good thing that has blossomed in your life, chances are, has felt relatively easy. At least it should. Most things that I love about my life have felt so freaking natural. I can't even express, like, so aligned, I guess, is the hot button word, but it's true. Like, it should never feel like I have to go outside of myself to find my true, like, what's going to bring me happy, you know, bring me happiness.
And if you don't know what that ultimate feeling is that you're looking for from the thing that you think you want so bad, just ask yourself the question, what's the goal of this goal? What's the goal of the goal? That's a really good question.
Yeah.
And also, how do I think I'm going to feel once I'm experiencing this desire that I think is like the real desire, but really that's just the surface desire. And then under that is the juice, the squeeze, the good stuff that you're actually truly after. And how can you allow yourself to feel that now unconditionally? Because A, life is short, and B, you can. If someone says, think of a happy thought, you'll probably smile, right? If somebody says, think of the hardest thing that ever happened to you in your life, you'll probably feel sad in your body or whatever the emotion that comes up. Like, you can feel things on command. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
We just oftentimes are so used to putting the conditions in the way first. I won't let myself feel happy until. I won't let myself feel pretty until. I won't let myself feel loved until, or pleasure until, whatever XYZ condition. But when you can start to release those conditions, because you notice, oh, I'm doing that condition thing again. Dumb. I don't want to do that anymore. Moving on to my new way of being where I receive and I embody. That's a more fun way to play the game. I have a free gift for you. I'm giving away my Money Magnetics guided meditation. Every time I do this meditation, I kid you not, if I do it for a few days in a row, money magic seriously happens. Once it helped me to hit my highest month in sales at the time, which was over $28,000. Another time it brought in a new opportunity for my fiance to start making 10x what he made before, which obviously really supercharged our household income. Another time it helped me to attract a huge financial gift. But generally speaking, this is the meditation that I use to just always help me keep manifesting more and more money. You can download it now at kelseyaida.com/mmfreebie. Find this link in the show notes, and you'll have to send me a message on Instagram to let me know how it goes for you.
Yeah. And you probably would benefit from finding what specifically about that thing you're trying to feel. Because in my head, I'm immediately thinking like, oh, well, a lot of people want to double their income because they feel it'll bring them financial security. Well, a lot of things can bring you security, but what about money specifically? What is that feeling? And when I talk about my Scottish PM, registered trademark, it's not. When I talk about that, it's like, well, I'll just feel at peace. Okay. But a lot of things can bring me peace. A lot of things do bring me peace. So what about this specific thing am I looking for? And so then it becomes a whole new question. Okay. So what is it about this thing that I really can only attach to this thing? And how can I practice that specific thing? I go back and forth with whether we should be specific or not. And I think it really depends on the person, but I think if you can hone in on what about this thing that you want makes it special, then I think you're on the right track. And then you can start to practice and cultivate that in your everyday life.
Yeah, I like that. I'm taking notes because I'm thinking of like practical ways to practice receiving, right? Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, this is so esoteric. Like, how do I receive? This is so much theory. I get it. Like, I want to receive. I want to feel how I ultimately want to feel. But let's talk about like some ways you can do this in your daily life. Just break it down super simple.
Well, what we just recently did was we just asked ourselves, how can I, Lindsay, bring more permission to receive in my life? How can I expand my capacity today? And I said, when we asked this question last, I said something along the lines of like, just setting the intention and being open to receive any kind of help or assistance that is offered to me today, whether it be from my spouse, the universe, my kids, the guy in the parent pickup line in front of me that happens to just move out of my way and help me out with picking up my kids. However, and noticing it, Because the first step of, I guess, again, going back to the money, you know, the first step in receiving more abundance is noticing the abundance that you have, right? Like noticing it, feeling grateful for it. So when you can notice your ability to receive as it is now, I think it can definitely flex that muscle and giving you more things to be able to receive. And in that way, increasing your capacity for sure.
Yeah. So it's really just asking the question, how can I receive today? What will I receive today? Maybe you don't know, but maybe you do know, you know, maybe you have some stuff on the agenda and you can be intentional about practicing your receiving and expanding that receivership muscle. But for me, I said that I was going to take a nap, which I almost forgot that we were recording this episode, and I started taking my nap. And then Lindsay called me and was like, girl, are we recording or not? And I was like, oh yeah.
Just seeing if you want to show up.
It was to receive some relaxation, which I will do after this recording. Yeah. And then I said that I would probably ask my husband for a shoulder rub and receive that, because it's really, really easy to get your partner involved when you're going for like a receiving practice. But also just other ideas, like take the damn compliment. How often do we deflect compliments?
We've talked about this before, but it's been a long time since we've talked about this, and I'm feeling the passion. Yes, let's talk about this. Receiving compliments. Compliment.
Instead of when someone says, oh my God, you look so cute today, don't be like, oh, so do you, even if they don't look good. Or like, oh, thanks, like I got it on sale. Like, don't be just like sheepish, you know? Like, thank you.
I don't know why.
The end.
I don't know why it's my instinct when someone's like, oh, I love your shirt, be like, thank you, it was $3. Like, why do I do that? Why is that? I need to tell people
I think we're
how much
proud
it cost
of the
me.
Deal, maybe you're really proud.
I
of
am.
A good deal.
I think it is. Yeah, that's the thing. I really am proud that I got this for, you know, not $3, but for like, you know, $15, whatever.
But it's unnecessary.
Like,
and it's
we
a
always look for. Yeah, we always look for. Okay, let's change the subject. Do you like the seam of the shirt? Stop complimenting me. But I think and I'm somebody who definitely champions myself. I cheer myself on. I give myself a good amount of self-love, and I don't rag on myself. It's not even a reflex to do that anymore. And that's come from a lot of practice and a lot of work. But even me, somebody outside of me tells me, I'm like, ooh, my husband's so cute. I went downstairs in between podcasts to get a snack, and he starts doing this funny thing. You know how when someone's pretending to like cheer you on, they're like, you know, they do that noise. He's like doing that for me, and I'm just feeling so weird. I'm like, why are you doing this? Thank you. But he just laughs at me. But he's one of my biggest cheerleaders, and I can't even like, I mean, I don't know how anyone would react in that situation, but being someone who takes compliments is, it's not even looked at, honestly, in this society as a strength. Is it like if I say, oh my God, Kelsey, I love your hair today, and you say, thanks, me
it's
too,
dirty.
Or something. Yeah. say like, thanks, me too, I really like it today. Immediately, I would not do this, but I think immediately as a human reaction, as a society, we're just like, why is she so full of herself? Like, why doesn't she hate her hair? Like, what is that? What do we want you to say? Like, it's weird. So I think you're coming up against a lot when you decide to be someone who's accepting of compliments, but think about the payoff, like when you can actually do that and when you can just say thank you, you know, without quantifying it, just thank you, that's very nice of you to say.
Yeah,
think
don't
about
throw
what
it
that
back
means
in their face energetically. If you deflect a compliment, it's like someone's throwing you this really beautiful gift and then you smash it in their face and you're like,
yeah,
I don't want this stupid gift, take it back, you know? That's
or,
not
yeah,
nice.
Like, let me, the last time I gave somebody a compliment, I was like, oh my gosh, you look really cute today. And they're like, oh no, I feel like crap or whatever. And then now I feel like I got to defend the thing I said. So now I'm doubling down. I'm like, no, you really look great. Like, it becomes this thing that it didn't have to be, you know? And I think that all of us have those examples, but again, think about what happens for you when you're able to do that. Just say thank you. Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's so hard, but it's so easy.
I know, right? It's very simple, but sometimes difficult in practice. But another simple yet difficult one, compliments, receive those. That's a good way to start your practice if you're like, I have no idea where to start. But also support and help. How often do we not receive support and help that people offer us? Mm-hmm. And we're just like, no, I got it, or you could do it better, or whatever. Like, we just don't receive, right? So that's another really easy one to start doing. If someone offers you help and it's good help, take them up on the offer. They offered. Probably feels good for them to give it to you.
Yeah. And I think this is a good time perhaps to talk about asking for help.
Ask
Kelsey,
and you shall receive, right? It's two-party.
Kelsey's
equation.
About to go ask for a shoulder rub, and I know her other person in the house. I don't know what to call him. Your partner, your husband. What do you prefer?
Husband.
The
My
other
husband.
Because the other half is redonk, and that's not true at all. You guys are both complete people.
Plus, if we were like halves, he'd be like 3/4, and I'd be like 1/4.
Yeah.
He's so big.
Yeah. But I think that. That becomes a thing. And a lot of times we're trained out of, sorry, not sorry, but we're trained out of asking for help. If we've asked for help and we haven't received the response that is nurturing to us, or that we risked getting when we asked the question, because asking for help for a lot of us is very difficult. So
especially
when you are,
for women who
yes.
are supposed to be everything and do everything and know
yep.
everything.
Yeah. So if Kelsey were to, this will not happen. I know both of them and they're beautiful and he's very supportive. But if she went down there and said like, oh, my shoulder's really sore, whatever. Can I just have one? Can I just have one? You don't even have to quantify it. Can I just have one? And he was like, ugh, no, or whatever. Like at some point she'd stop asking. And then that part of her that was willing to receive help or receive assistance or receive in general kind of gets a little dimmer. So I think it's important to note that I know not everybody has somebody they can go to and ask, but you still got the universe and they'll never say no. They, them.
Especially if you're a good receiver. Like, think of it this way, in a general broad sense, the better you are at receiving, the more the universe is going to be able to give you and the more the universe is going to want to give you. Because when you're a good receiver, you're like that really excited girl at Christmas whose parents can't help but spoil her because the way she reacts to all the presents and she plays with them all and she loves them all and she's so grateful and so excited. Versus the older brother who's like, F this stupid stuff. Santa isn't even real. I don't want presents. Like, this isn't expensive enough. Whatever it is, do you think the parents want to give him more presents? No.
Yeah.
And that's just a metaphor of like the macro and micro that's going on here. So your relationship to the universe, I'm not saying it's parental, but I am saying when someone's really good at receiving gifts, you want to give them more. The universe is no different. If you have a friend who's really good at receiving your gifts, you want to give her more, of course.
I have an exercise that I want to do real quick.
Yes.
Okay. So everybody listening, Kelsey, I want you to close your eyes. If you're not driving people, if you're in the space to do so, close your eyes, take a deep breath and just settle yourself, center yourself, and just imagine it could be a spirit guide. It could be the energy of the universe, your higher self. Something, someone wise and loving hands you a container, and that container represents, as you are now, your capacity to receive. Now just hold it for a minute. Notice how big it is. You could notice what it's made out of, if it has a lock or a top on it. And then just notice if it's bigger or smaller than you thought it would be. Okay, now you can open your eyes, take a nice deep breath. What did you have?
Well, mine was like a medium-sized box, but then when I opened it, it was like never-ending. It was like a Mary Poppins bag. So you could
like
fit
a bottomless box?
In it. Yeah, it was like bottomless. But from the outside, it looks just like, I don't know, 12 by 10 inches. But on the inside, it was like, a whole nother world.
Did it have a lock on it, or was it just like a lid?
No, it just had a lid. So you could like open and close it, but it wasn't locked.
I feel like when I did this while I was helping everybody else do it, when I did it, it was like one of those Home Depot buckets. And that could be because I just use them a lot in my life. But it's not, I feel like my container, just generally, if I'm not aware of it, is not as big as I thought it could be. And so I think if others have this similar situation where it's not as big as you thought it could be or would be, that can be a great visualization. Like every time you receive, that gets a little bigger or a little more bottomless. I love yours. Yours is so good. The bottom just drops down a little lower, or it just gets a little bit more infinite inside of that. Not that you can get a little more infinite, whatever, you guys know what I'm saying, but
expand.
Yeah. It can expand and get a little bit bigger. So it's just a quick check-in exercise to see, oh, who handed it to you? This is always fun. Was it just...
Well, at first, before you prompted us to see someone, I just started feeling like a bath. Like someone's giving me like a golden, like I was under like a golden waterfall almost. And it was just like cleansing me. And like, it was like the gift of relaxation, like coming over my whole body. And then when the box was presented to me, it wasn't like by any particular being because I was already in like the waterfall vibes.
Yeah.
And it was just like a box.
It was just there.
I got a little sidetracked.
No, I love it. That's great. And it doesn't have, that's the thing. It doesn't have to be a person or a thing. It can just enter your awareness. And I think if it just enters your awareness, then that's could be your higher self or just your ability to have that knowing. But holy crap, that was fun. I didn't know it would be that because as I was doing this exercise, I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's just the first thing that came into my mind. And usually that's the most accurate when we're talking about introspective sort of things. You know more than you think you do. So if your container is a little bit smaller than you thought, just practice and visualize it being bigger. And you might be surprised at what you find. If it's bigger than you thought, then yay, good job. Continue expanding it anyway.
Not that it's a competition, but basically the whole point we're trying to make with this segment of the episode is just focus on expanding your capacity to receive and make it your intention to become a better receiver. That's all. Just every day receiving a little bit more, receiving a little bit deeper, more fully. And one other thing I want to leave you guys with before we move on to the next manifestation hack is, well, this actually is kind of a good segue into the next one, is to practice receiving your own breath. Because if you think about the breath, it's not really something that you do, right? It's like something that happens to you. But when you focus on it and you open your body to it, you can do it more deeply, more slowly, in a more rich way, whether it's like a proper meditation or you're just literally breathing better.
How many of us just took a real big deep breath right now? Because I know I did.
Yeah, thinking about it really activates it, right? So you can practice with your breath. Can you receive more? And I know in yoga, when I was getting my yoga teacher certification, they were saying, if you have a deeper inhale naturally, then you're a better receiver. But if you have a deeper exhale naturally, you're usually a better giver. And for me, my exhale is like way more easy for it to be long versus the inhale, right? And if they're even, that's probably a good balance, but something to keep in mind. And you can use the breath to make yourself a better receiver. So if you focus on taking longer in breaths than out breaths, you're going to energetically skew that that balance a little bit in your face.
Yeah. I do this with clients as an induction sometimes with the breath. I mean, I always use the breath, but specifically this, like it's already the most beautiful balance of receiving and releasing it, receiving and releasing. Like we have such a hard time with two things, one receiving and two trusting and releasing, not holding control. So this is, the breath is a beautiful demonstration that you already kind of know how to receive, at least your body does. So let's talk more about that. Hey, Lindsay here. Have you seen what's new inside my Align Your Mind membership? Members already get instant access to my best hypnotherapy audios, mindset hacks, manifesting methods, and more on demand right at their fingertips. But now when you join AYM, you'll also get a major VIP level upgrade with my brand new goal-focused hypnotherapy toolkits. These toolkits inside AYM are carefully curated hypnotherapy bundles designed with your specific goals in mind. Whether you desire to call in more money consistently, get out of the mindset rut that you're in, renew your passion and confidence, manifest with more ease and power, cultivate more self-love and inner knowing, or finally release the burdens from your past and heal. Once your subconscious mind is on board with your goal, it's a done deal. And that's what my toolkits are designed to do for you. So if you're ready to rewire your mind, release what's holding you back, and manifest your desires with ease, the AYM membership is where it's at. Just hit the link in the episode description and start embodying your highest potential.
Yeah, so you actually said trigger words.
I know. That's why I was like, Kelsey, you say that.
But the next thing that we wanted to talk about as far as manifestation hacks goes is using your body. Because as ChatGPT so lovely put it, okay, I got to rewind. So We've been like playing with ChatGPT because who hasn't? You know, we want to optimize life and like we're here for the robots. So that's cool. But when we were about to record this episode, we were like, okay, here's what we want to talk about. And then Lindsay was like, oh, let's see what ChatGPT ideas has, you know, so just like little
Yeah,
bullet points.
about, yeah.
And one of the ideas it had about using your body to manifest, and I loved the verbiage, was using your body as a vibrational instrument, which I feel like is a very accurate phrasing that
I
your
think we should
body.
also mention that that's literally the only thing we ended up taking from
Yeah, the rest was kind of
ChatGPT
garbage. But this little one phrase,
was
using your body
vibrational
as a
instrument.
vibrational instrument, I thought was so spot on and accurate and cool. Because, one, from a dance background, I've always thought of my body as an instrument, right? It's like something technical, it's something artistic, but also your body is a vibrational instrument and it's manipulating and creating those vibrations in your body, cultivating those vibrations in your body that make you magnetic to the experience in a physical 3D sense, using your physical 3D body that you came here to inhabit. And a lot of times when we talk about manifestation, it's very mindset-y, it's very speech oriented, it's very visual, but it's not so much body and movement. So what we want to bring your attention to today is that you can also use your body as a vibrational instrument, thank you, ChatGPT, to really call in and ground into what you're creating next.
I gotta say something. So for
Say
those of us,
your truth.
I'm speaking to those of us who possibly at some point in their lives have felt like their body was not their friend. Their body was not their safe place. Their body was not their home. For whatever reason, we all have reasons. And so there's something that happens, especially with I guess what you would call like body trauma is that there's a separation that tends to happen between the mind, the spirit, the emotions, and the physical body to where you are living in your head all the time and you don't really know what's going on with your body. There's a distance. And so when I started, I never realized this and I never noticed this until everybody, you know, people would talk about like, oh, grounding into your body. And I'm like, no, immediately in my head. And I don't know why. I'm like, well, it doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't feel safe. And so, what I needed, and hopefully this helps somebody, what I needed is for someone to remind me that we came here to have a body and we came here to manifest, create a life in that body and move through life with that body. So, the first step would be welcome yourself back home to your body and really find that relationship again because it's nothing like anything on this planet. It really isn't. Like the body connection that you can have is so beautiful and it's different than the mind connection. It's different than the soul connection. It's different than the emotional connection. The connection you have with your body is extremely important. So if you're one of those people that's like, nay, nay, girl, I'm not doing it. Well, you don't have to, but there are really amazing benefits to finding that balance and finding that relationship again and coming back home within your body because it's kind of, it loves you. It really does. Keeping you
Beautifully
alive
said.
even
That
as
was
we
so
speak.
poetic. Welcoming yourself back home to your body that you came here to inhabit because you chose that and you wanted that to have that
And
experience.
it's okay to feel a little nervous about it, but we're going to talk about all the great reasons that it's a good idea and that you can't really go wrong with it.
Yeah, and it's interesting too because, like, I in the past really haven't taught manifestation from the perspective of the body. Because I didn't realize that that's where a lot of my magic was. Like, I've always been a body person, a dancer, a yogi, Pilates, like, give me all the body stuff. And I sometimes use them in conjunction with manifestation, sometimes not. But I think generally, when you're moving energy in the body, it moves energy in your life. And when you're really grounded in your body, you can ground things into the physical more easily. I think it's just like a just works both ways type of thing. But when before we had Emily the Mystic on, when she did a session with me, she was like, yeah, one of the reasons why you're so good at manifesting things so effortlessly is because like you're in your body. You're good at working with energy through the body. And I was like, oh, I never thought about it that way. Thanks for pointing out to me. Like, I need to talk about this more and teach on this more, because, you know, like, for some people, body work and energy and being in your body is going to come more easily than others. And like, we just had, what was her name? She was so awesome. We just had Marina on.
And oh, yeah.
How she was disassociated from her body for a long time, and how she's like coming back into her body. And that's a whole episode about embodiment. So definitely listen to that, because it's all relevant to what we're talking about here. It's only a few episodes back, but it really is magical and effective to see using your body, creating space in the body, moving energy in the body in order to manifest more quickly and more efficiently. And it can be in whatever way is like the most fun and pleasurable for you. Like for me, it's dancing. It can be sexual stuff. It can be, sorry if anyone's listening that should not have heard that.
It can be exercise,
breathing. It can be exercise,
yoga.
It can be feeling your feelings. It can be yoga. It can be anything that happens in the body can help you to manifest, really. And you don't even have to be like, this is going to help me manifest before you do it. Like, just do it and it will help you.
Yeah. Anytime for me, if you want to start small, like super small, just wherever you're sitting, just feel your fingertips. Just, you know, do this thing where you touch each fingertip to your thumb in succession. Just start feeling the fingertips. Realize that sensation. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel, if you really try, you can feel the vibration of your body. Just completely conscious. You just sit there and start feeling your body vibrating. It's the coolest thing when you really can do that. And just remember that you have one, you know, remember you have a body and it loves you and it's keeping you alive. And then go out in nature, lie on the grass. These are very simple, easy things to do that you can feel the nature on your skin, feel the earth swimming, supporting your body.
Water and body is a powerful combination.
Yeah.
Powerful. Like whenever I'm in the ocean, I'll always like say a spell or like a prayer or something.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'll like talk to the ocean directly and like the universe and be like, help me manifest this thing. And they'll like get all in the vibes and like swim around in
Aww. It. I'm not by the ocean anymore. Do you think if I run my faucet and just talk to
if you take a bath, that's that a good start.
Something.
I say take a bath. Do you say take a tub or take a bath?
Take a bath. Who says tub? Who says take a tub?
Like, take a tub. Which what? Sounds hilarious to me because it rhymes. Take a tub.
Well, growing up, I used to say, instead of sweeping the floor with a broom, my mom would say broom the floor. And I never knew it was weird until I grew up and moved to LA. And I was like, you guys don't say broom the floor. That's not a thing here. That's pretty funny. Not a thing. Yeah, I agree. I think baths, any kind of, and the shower is very powerful, you know, showering, cleansing your energy with the shower, vibrational shower. Rainbow light, visualizing, all kinds of stuff, guys. The menu's gigantic. Anything that will allow you to be in the body and not and feel secure.
And think about this, guys. There's a reason why Native people have always been famous for doing a rain dance. Not a rain song. It's not a rain prayer. It's not a rain journal entry. It's a rain dance. And they're using their body to summon the rain. But yeah, there's a reason why it's a rain dance.
Yes.
Using and moving and playing in the body.
And that's so, why when you see the pagan Celtic witches circles dancing around the stones, like dance is a part of, no matter what culture you come from, I'm pretty sure you have a dance dance in your culture, as far back as you want to go, because we are able to move, and so we use it as an instrument. It's just society's hard, man, and it makes you forget things. But we're here to remind you every day, every week. But
also, I think sometimes when we talk about manifestation and dance, you just think about those influencers who are always posting themselves, like doing some like weird sexy dance that's supposed to be like calling in whatever they're calling in. They're like,
I've never thought about it. I actually,
I'm a creatrix goddess. Look at my dance moves. And it's like, okay, that's awesome. But I think that's intimidating for a lot of people.
Yes.
So like, 100%. Don't think it doesn't have to be that.
No,
it can be whatever feels fun and good and juicy and expansive and pleasurable to you, which could be like fist pumping to your favorite rock and roll song or like whatever. It doesn't have to be that specific influencer flavor that I've seen a lot.
I just makes me angry. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it quite a few times, and I'm glad that you I'm glad you're with me on that one. Yeah, it is very intimidating. Too.
Like, it can also be that, but it doesn't have to be that.
And I'm glad that it doesn't have to be that, because I actually tried something like that. Not like on Instagram, but I did take this course with this person who was doing that. And I was like, I don't like this. Is it okay that I don't like this? And I had to like coach myself again to be like, Lindsay, come on. Yes, it's fine. You don't like this. Fine. What you do like. I think it's important advice for everybody. It's okay if you don't like that. Find something you do.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be dance per se, but just like, have you guys ever found a yoga movement or like two poses that you can go back and forth from that just feels so good? Like if you've ever been in a good cat cow session, you're just like breathing in, breathing out, and you just like go through it a bunch of times. Like even that's a dance where you're moving energy and calling in what you want and opening your body to receive. So it doesn't have to be something so complicated or fancy looking, you know?
That's funny because I do actually. I never would have thought about it. The transition from warrior one to two is so good. And sun salutation. I love sun salutation.
Sun salutation, you're just breathing it in.
I love that one.
It into your heart. It's just like, give me the sunshine. Yes, it is so good. Hopefully everyone knows what we're talking about.
Google it. Google it.
If you're watching on the Patreon, you can see my beautiful demonstration.
Another very simple way to begin to connect to your body and just, you know, be, I don't know why, but I really feel this heavy, potent need to talk about the people that are very uncomfortable with getting in their body. I don't know why, but this is what I'm saying. So if you are feeling a certain type of way, but I don't know about sun salutation, that sounds weird. You know, take a sip or a drink of nice cold water and feel the water, feel the reflex of your swallow, feel the water going down and cooling your throat, feel it going and cooling all the way down into your solar plexus, into your belly, into the energy center. Like there are so many simple ways you can begin to get familiar with the sensations of your body and come back. And then, you know, next step, manifest the shit out of your life with it.
Speaking of manifesting in water, that's actually one of the practices from my book, My Pocket Guide to Manifestation. In each chapter, it's basically the same exercise, but for different desires. You take the water or the tea or whatever hydrating thing that you're liquid. Drinking. Yes. And you visualize whatever it is you're wanting to create, whether it's love, money, health, happiness. Infuse the drink with that vibe. Take a minute to do that. Breathe it into the water.
Yeah.
And then once it's charged, because water is very susceptible to energetic manipulation and intention, then you take in the water, you drink it very intentionally, very slowly, in a really like soft, pleasurable way. And just how Lindsay described, really mindful of the whole process. And your body frequency will have to attune to match the frequency of whatever liquid you are drinking, because the frequencies have to match. So one's going to meet the other, right? So it's a good, easy way to up your frequency and take in energetically that which you're trying to create. So just super simple exercise to add on to what Lindsay said. Charge the water first with your intention, then drink it in, and you'll be that much more of a vibrational match to what you're creating.
And you want to know the most powerful piece of all of this advice? The most powerful piece, the make or break piece, is your openness to allow it to work, to allow the universe to work on your behalf. I could give you, it's that whole thing of like, we could give somebody $1 million. And if they're not attuned to that, if they haven't practiced, you know, money management and all that stuff, chances are that'll be gone and they'll be in the exact same position they were before. So all of these practices and techniques and all of these things kind of depend on the fact that you are open and willing to believe that the universe has your best interest at heart and that it's willing to do its best work for you. So when you're drinking that water, you're like, yep, that water has the vibe of abundance in it. That water has the vibe of love unconditionally. That water has the vibe of success or whatever it is you're trying to call in. and drink it down and feel yourself drinking down that vibe. Like it has you, it's not going to happen without your participation, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Not that it needs to be said. I just feel like I should, you know, I just get it out of the way. You got to be open and willing.
That's what podcasts are for, saying it, saying all the things.
We're saying what doesn't need to be said.
Saying all the things. And I think, okay, so to wrap up our conversation,
yeah,
let's guide everyone through another little exercise that has to do with everything we just talked about. Body, breath, open, receivership. You ready?
Okay.
I'll guide
this. I'm ready.
Okay. So everyone who can close their eyes, who's not driving, go ahead and close your eyes. But if you are driving, you can still do this with your eyes open. Close your eyes. Just take a couple nice, deep cleansing breaths in through the nose and then sigh them out through the mouth. With each sigh, letting your shoulders drop. With each inhale, taking in a little bit more air. Just grounding into the body here. And as you keep breathing more slowly and more deliberately, more deeply, I want you to just open and soften. So opening your shoulders, opening your heart, opening your throat, opening all the chakra points, just opening your energy, your aura, your body, just opening it and letting it blossom with the intention of, I'm opening my energy to receive whatever's next and best for me. So just breathing, just feeling open, opening, blossoming. For as long as you can, just letting your energy get bigger, more open, more bright, more easy, more free. Just notice how good it feels to be in a space of non-resistance, openness, receiving, ready for abundance, opportunities, alignment, synchronicities, blessings. Two more nice deep breaths here as you just take in this new state of being and carry it with you for the rest of your day. And just set an intention to stay open and know that it's safe to be open and that this openness is going to take you to new heights. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes, coming back into the space. Hopefully you didn't close your eyes if you were driving. Everyone's being safe in their openness. And yeah, I think that's a good way to end the ep. How did it feel for you, Linz?
Nice. I'm such a visual person that things just get weird sometimes. My brain and my visualization gets really weird. So I was picturing like my pores opening and like blossoming cool. Like flowers. And then I was like this weird flower creature. Guys. But I was definitely felt open. I was like, this is interesting. Like, I'm like opening a flower on monster. A
cellular level, bitches. I'm out here opening every single pore.
Every pore. Yeah, it was weird. But no, I like that. I like that visualization and putting in it'll stay with you for the rest of the day as opposed to hypnotic suggestion. If you guys want to add in, if you do this on your own, you can say like only in all that is for my highest good kind of thing. But I think, I don't know, at this point for us, it was
basically implied.
it does not compute anything that's not of my highest good. And so it's not a thing, but you know, if you want to safeguard against it, make sure you put in that stuff. But I think this was so healing and so nice. And I hope everybody's feeling as high vibe as I am. Thank you, Kels.
Yeah. We hope you all have a great day. And just open yourselves to receive and be in the feminine flow of your manifesting vibes today and this week. And just play around with that. See how it goes.
I'm excited to see
how it goes.
All the ways the universe surprises me today.
Amen. See you later. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. Thank you to everybody who has left a review and shared the podcast with friends and family. We super appreciate it. It really helps the show a lot, especially because our goal is to get over 1 million downloads before the end of 2023, and we definitely need and appreciate your help to do it.
You can further support the show by joining patreon.com/highvibe to get exclusive content, extended episodes, bonuses, and more. Thanks again for listening. We love you so much, and we'll be back next week with another new episode. Bye.
Bye.